Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday, December 21st, 2021. That would be 12/21/21, first day of winter, day with the least daylight hours today, and we are on the verge of the big Christmas holiday, 18 minutes past the hour. Now, here is my Christmas present to the audience this year, because everywhere I go, when I'm out Christmas shopping, when I'm out during the year, people inevitably come up to me and say, when are you going to have our guest today on again? I need a good laugh. I need to have a good time. Well, guess what? We're a few days away from the holiday season, so it's time for me to give a Christmas present to you, the audience. And also, this person has become part of our family. He's with us on Thanksgiving. He's with us on Halloween. He's with us anytime any big event happens. And he always takes the event and makes it 10 times funnier than it actually is, because that's the type of talent this man has. He is a classic, an absolute classic. I'd say he's the only one left of his kind, but to be honest, I don't think there ever was his kind, because I don't know anybody who has the talent this man has. Now, here's something else I want to lay on you, that in the holiday season, this man, this year, will be celebrating his 96th Christmas. 96th Christmas. He might be the only person who was around when Jesus and Santa Claus were celebrating Christmas. He is the legend. Get ready. Batten down the hatches. Don't turn your dials. Here he comes, my pal, the legendary Shecky Green. Shecky Green, how are you?
I'm fine, but I'll tell you something. I didn't go with Jesus because I was with Moses at that time. And I said to Moses, says, you could stay in the front because you could swim.
Well, you know, Shecky, I was thinking, you're 95, so that means this is your 96th Christmas.
Oh, my God.
My goodness.
There's tears in my eyes to be that older guy, but I also caused the disease. I lay in the bed and I thought I was dead. Let me live, God, please. What could I do? I feel like I'm new. I got rid of that thing. That is why I really took out the time to get this song to sing. Oh.
You know, Shecky, a lot is being made because this January, Betty White will turn 100 years old.
Oh, my God, I love her so much.
Yeah, she's a wonderful woman. But, you know, Shecky Green is going to be 96 next year. Now, where is all the publicity?
Well, I never had a publicity man. You want to know, isn't that amazing? The people in my business, when I was starting to make whatever I was making, like in Vegas, my name got big on the marquee. You know, my name, they used to have my name Shecky Green on the marquee. It was beautiful to see. Then I got drunk and I got arrested and they put on Now Appearing 479321. That was my police number.
Well, you know, Shecky, I do believe, and I think this is a good thing, because Betty White was not a stand-up. I think you are the oldest living stand-up comedian, period, who had great success.
Well, I wonder, that's very nice. I mean, there were an awful lot of people that were up there, and I don't know whether I'm the oldest or not. I don't get out, so how can I find out if they're old or not? I can't walk up to somebody because I've ever asked you something. How old are you?
Well, you know, since we've started doing these shows, a lot of our conversation pieces have since left us. You know, Larry King has now left us. He was still with us when we started doing this. Yeah, I know. He still sticks in your crawl, doesn't he?
No, yes, he does. But I thank God I beat him. There were some people I wanted to last more than them.
And you did outlast Larry King.
Yes, I did.
You did.
And Larry King was married 8 times. You could tell he got along with a lot of people.
Yeah, a real friendly guy. Nice man. Now, Shecky, here we are on the precipice of the Christmas holiday, but you are actually of the Jewish religion, are you not?
Wait, let me look in my Bible. I'm of the Jewish religion.
You know, I never know how to... You know, we're so politically correct nowadays. I never know how to say that. What's the proper way to say somebody is of Jewish derivation?
That's what you say, you know.
Okay.
I don't know what derivation is. I mean, that wasn't on my birth certificate. You know, Shecky Green, derivation. But I'm a Jewish, you know, that's it.
But
I married 3 Catholics. You hear this?
Yeah, I do.
Because a Jewish girl wouldn't have any part of me.
Well,
you know what that is? On Sunday, I got to get dressed and go to church with a wife. and I had to give up even that because I couldn't get down on my knee.
Well, I guess my question here in the holiday season, was the Hanukkah celebration big at the Green household this year?
The what?
The Hanukkah celebration.
What about it?
Was it big? Did you have a big celebration?
Well, I'm married an Italian, a Catholic, so it went right by. she doesn't cook anything Jewish for me. I mean, I have meatballs. I have all kinds of spaghetti. You know,
well, how?
And when I do bring something in from, I sit in a corner and eat by myself.
Well, how were the holidays celebrated when you were growing up? Obviously, your parents were of Jewish derivation.
Yes, but you want to know something? My mother was religious at the beginning, where they kept 2 dishes. They used to keep the dishes for meat and dishes for dairy. You know. And then came the depression, and my mother had to go to work, you know. And then my mother learned how to eat bacon and stuff like that. She used to hide it. My mother used to use 4 slices of bread and hide the bacon in between the tube.
So she just bypassed. She became one of those New Age.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? Sure.
She was. Now, here we are.
I took all of her... All her medals and everything, I sold them. She couldn't find them.
Now, here we are, Shecky, just a few days from the big Christmas holiday. You're in a Catholic household now. Is the house decorated for Christmas?
Yes and no. We don't have a tree anymore because my kids are all gone. But, and my kids are not coming for Christmas. So, but we have the traditional dinner, you know. I don't spend any money. I have the same turkey for Thanksgiving and Christmas. I just keep it.
Well, I want. Do you give gifts, Shecky?
Sometimes, yes. Like a friend of mine sends me from Florida. I get apples, oranges. Yes.
Now, do you send?
We get gifts, but there's really nobody left to send me gifts. I get empty boxes.
What?
I want to tell you, I got empty boxes that get filled up with a lot of loxes. You know what lox is?
You know, I don't know. I've heard of it.
Lox is smoked salmon.
Oh, okay.
Now, the salmon is from Norwegian and Swedish. That's salmon. And that's from the Norwegian kings and But it became a Jewish dish. On Sunday, they have a bagel, cream cheese, and look, I talk like I'm not Jewish. I say, they have. They, those people.
You converted.
Well, any occasion I convert. You know, it all depends who I'm with. The guy says, I'm Protestant. I said, me too. Oh, my God, yeah.
Well, now, Shecky, we got to cover some ground here before we get back to the holidays. I thought about calling you a few weeks ago because we celebrated the 80th anniversary of Pearl Harbor on December 7th, 1941. So December 7th, 2021, that was 80 years. And I was thinking, now, who would have a perspective on Pearl Harbor? Because you'd have to be pretty far along in life to remember this at this point. Well, you were 15 years old when this happened. You probably remember it like it was yesterday.
I was 16 years old.
16.
Yeah.
So what was Pearl Harbor like in your neighborhood?
We were listening to a football game, the Chicago Bears, on a Sunday. And then came a special announcement. And then Roosevelt got on. And I had two older brothers, you know. And my one brother got lucky. He lost his draft card, and they couldn't find it. So he didn't go right away.
Well, that's good.
My mother found it and she went.
Oh, she did. She went into the.
But anyway, I entered the Navy before I got out of school, and I keep on saying to people, I got a Japanese diploma because I would have never got out of school if it wasn't for the attack. My graduation paper said, Gigangi Omae Chingoika.
Oh, we're going to get calls now.
Listen, folks, life is to be laughed at. Life is to be, let's love Joe Biden. Let's love everybody, but, well, I can't say it, not in Ohio.
That's right. You got to watch that during the holidays.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to get involved with Ohio.
Now, so, Shecky, here we are on the precipice of the holiday season. Now, you love to sing. What are your favorite Christmas songs or carols or whatever? What do you like to hear this time of year?
Well, you know, when I was young and it was Christmas, I became Catholic. I mean, that's what you become when you sing Christmas songs. I was the soloist in the glee club until my voice changed. But I loved all of them, you know. And they were written by Jews anyway. White Christmas was written by Jews.
The Christmas song?
And most of the top songs were written by Jewish guys.
Now, do you have a favorite one? Maybe Silver Bells or Chestnuts Roasting?
I sang Silver Bells with Perry Como on a television show.
You did?
Silver Bells. Silver bells, bells in the city, la-da-dee, my voice is gone. Since I got this disease, forget about it.
I bet that was a highly rated Perry Como Christmas special.
Yeah, I played Santa Claus, too, and I worked with one of the nicest men. How do you work with two guys like Frank Sinatra and Perry Como? And people say, who did you like the most? I never saw Perry Como hit anybody.
No. Now, you are credited with having one of the funniest jokes in the history of joke telling, I guess, that has to do with Frank Sinatra. You know what I'm talking about.
You know, he saved my life?
He saved your life.
Five guys are beating me up. Frank saved my life. He said, that's enough.
That is such a simple joke, but it's funny.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you. If anybody wrote a book for Frank and I, because they keep on talking about how we were with each other. We had a love-hate relationship. But I'm going to tell you, I broke down his door. I got through back all the jewelry that he gave me. We had wonderful times. I watched him take a chair from the penthouse and throw it down to the swimming pool. He didn't care whether anybody was there or not.
It seems like you had a bit of a volatile relationship.
Oh, well, part of it. Yeah, oh yeah, well, you had to. You know, if you always was eating dinner with him, he would say, "What do you want?" I mean, that's no way to ask.
No.
I just say, "Shaq, what would you like? What would you like for dinner?" You know.
Now, as we're hearing...
Then the steak would come, and he wouldn't like the way the steak was. He'd take it and throw it out on the floor.
He sounds like a delight to be with.
Oh.
Now, were you ever a part of the many, many years that Ed Sullivan did Christmas specials?
Right in our show, I got a Jewish boy who married a Catholic girl, and he learned different Christmas songs. Chicky, Chikey, Chucky. Are you going to come out here and sing? Gee, Ed. Everybody was frightened to talk to him. Chucky, what are you going to do right now? I just scared the hell out of you. Well, Ed, I never did a good, ever did a good Ed Sullivan show.
Really?
No, never. I never, because I never wrote anything. I mean, I never had anybody write anything. So at the last minute, I used to do my stuff. And I did some terrible things. A mind disaster when they really had one.
And that upset that? Ed.
Do you know about that?
No, I don't remember that.
Well, I came out and I talked about it. I turned him up. He says to me, "Cut down your time." So I had to cut it down, and I turned the microphone upside down, and I did different things with the microphone. So I talked into the microphone, and so I said, "There's a mind disaster." And the guy was talking to the miner. But at the time that I did that, there really was a mind disaster in Nova Scotia. And he walked in, "Chucky, I want to tell you something. You just lost me Canada." I said, "What? You dirty rat. You lost me Canada."
He kind of had his own way about him, didn't he?
Oh, I was near the end when I was with him. I was one of the few people that was with him at the end. And I loved him. He was just a character. You know what I mean? But when you're working for him, because he wasn't mean. He just didn't know what he was doing. He thought he did. He thought he knew about show business. He was a sports writer. And then he used to write two teams that played the month before.
You know, I was just looking here online. I think we might have a little bit of this Perry Como. So you were Santa Claus.
I was Santa Claus, and Diane Carroll sang Silver Bells with us. And you know what they did? They cut mine out because I sang too good. What do you think of that?
Let's listen to a little bit of this. This is from the Hollywood Palace, December 20th, 1969. It's Perry Como, Diane Carroll, and Shecky Green. Only one of these people is still with us. Shecky Green's dressed as Santa Claus. Let's take a listen here. We'll listen to a little bit of this.
I know what this girl needs for Christmas. She needs a dress. Hello, Diane. My goodness gracious. What do you want, little girl, for Christmas?
Well, I don't want anything. Maybe just a Julia doll. But what I really want to say is thanks for everything I have.
Well, sit on my knee so I can say the thanks, too. Have you been a good little girl?
Oh, yes. Have you been a good little old man?
What else can you be all alone at the North Pole? Say, Diane, have you put on a couple of pounds?
Heavens, it's possible. And one day I had Christmas dinner with Perry and a Chinooka dinner with Sammy Davis Jr.
I think that's a Hanukkah dinner you had there. Thank heavens for little girls.
Santa, there are some other kids I want you to meet.
Who asked you to butt in? When he's supposed to sleep, he doesn't. good to try to stand on the corner. It may take days. Days and days and days to think of a gift to give this little girl.
Fifty-three years ago, Shecky.
My God, I never knew it was funny. Do you understand that I never heard that and never realized that that was funny?
Well, Merry Christmas.
Could I tell you, I can't thank you enough for calling just to check and see if I'm living.
Well, I got one more trip down memory lane for you here. Because you're big in Christmas. For a person of Jewish derivation, you were very big. You were also on the Glenn Campbell special.
I loved him.
1970, let's go back to 1970. Glenn Campbell and Shecky Green. I guess this is a burglar skit? Do you remember this?
No.
It's only been about 50 years ago, so let's take a listen together here on the program. This is the Glenn Campbell Christmas Special, 1970. Shecky Green, the guest. It's a burglar skit.
Hey, up, Toots. The bag is stuck.
I got the bag.
Oh, then it must be my stomach. Wow! Look at all these Christmas presents. Hey, Noodles, this is going to be some haul, huh?
Yeah. I don't like it, though, Toots. It's not a good idea to go around stealing on Christmas.
Are you crazy? Everyone's asleep. You couldn't ask for a better time. The gifts are all out and the cops ain't.
Yeah, but it's Christmas, Toots.
Yeah, well, isn't Christmas the time for giving and taking? Well, they're giving and we're taking.
You call this a haul? Two bottles of perfume, electric toothbrush, and a Barbie doll.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
I already got a Barbie doll.
This is no time for levity. Hey, listen. You grab the television set and I'll get the silverware, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Noodles. You never believe it, but it's genuine silver. Would you believe that?
You're kidding.
Shecky Green with Glenn Campbell.
My God. There's tears in my eyes. For all those wonderful people. Diane Carroll. Can I tell you one quick story about Diane Carroll?
Go right ahead.
Okay. I worked with I took Diane Carroll to the MGM. They wouldn't pay her salary. So I, out of my salary, gave her $10,000. Hear this?
That's a lot.
Now she says to me, "You didn't want me." I said, "Diane, that's not true." You know? And, because at that time I wasn't with the Sammy Davis Click. Hey, man, where are you going, man? Anyway, I gave her the $10,000. So anyway, I was doing a local show, and in walks Diane Carroll, because now she got her check from me. And she comes and she says, "Oh, I love you. You're so wonderful. You do things." This is the same girl that told me off and was going to have me killed and everything else. That was our show business. Someday I love you, some days I hate you, but when I love you, I really love you. I want to tell you Merry Christmas, my friend. I hope that our friendship, it will never end. People in Marion, I love you all. May I tell you, your team's on the ball. Cleveland lost, so what could you do? I bet the wrong side. Okay.
You know, I was thinking, now, were you a good Santa Claus? Give us a little Santa Claus.
Oh, hey, I just want to say, young fella, hey, little girl, you can't do that on the floor. Dogs do that. Will you get this kid out of here?
Now, Shecky, I thought you're so wonderful with imitations. I thought what we would do is we would go through some people in your life, and you tell me what they would want for Christmas. So let's start here with Frank Sinatra. What would he want for Christmas this year?
A new personality. He would like a new personality, and Ava Gardner, to love him.
Sammy Davis Jr.
Hey, man, I want to tell you, maybe I'm right, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm weak, and maybe I'm strong. Sammy Davis wanted to be taller, and wanted to be taller, and he would have loved to have his eye back.
Oh, no. Larry King.
Larry King, what did he want for Christmas?
Yes.
To get his rings back from all his wife.
Ed Sullivan.
Right here, my show. I have the real Santa Claus. Will you bring out that man that's frozen in that truck?
Senior Wences.
Hey, what's the day of something that is... Hey, man, what is that? What was that thing that he famous for?
Topo Gijo.
Hello, Ed, I love you, Ed. I wanted to tell you something. Topo, I want to tell you something. Of all the people I've had on my show, you're the best. Oh, thank you, Eddie. I'm not a real person. And I want to tell you, Topo, I'm not either.
our classic friend, Hervé Villachez.
I want to tell you something. He raised his voice. But I went to tell you, he was French, and I thought he was from Spain. But he wanted to tell you something. Hey, man, you don't look at my wife that way. I'm going to take my gun out and shoot you. He really did take his gun out.
Now, we've got to do this for the holiday. I don't know how this happened so many years ago. You told this story. You were guest star, and it's become the funniest talk show story in the history of talk shows. You were guest starring on Fantasy Island with Ricardo Montalban and Hervé Villachez.
Would you believe this? I think I sent that to you.
You did. It was a beautiful episode. You play kind of a con man in the episode.
Yeah.
By the way.
I'm going to tell you something. That I was late on the set.
You were late.
Yeah, because every place that I worked with Tom Hanks and everything, I was always late on the set because they always gave me the wrong time. Anyway, when I got there, he was standing there, I thought he was standing in a hole. I went to tell you something. We've been waiting for you, and you made us late. So I look at Ricardo. Ricardo just shrugged his shoulders. And then finally, his wife comes over, and she says to me, "Would you like a cup of coffee? They just gotten married. This beautiful girl, Linda, I think her name was." He says, "I want to tell you, you're talking to my wife. I'm going to shoot you. How dare you talk to my wife?" Okay. Later on, he shot himself. He had nobody to shoot.
He was kind of a stickler for time, it sounds like.
He what?
He was a stickler for time, for promptness.
Well, forget about time. He was a stickler in general. I mean, he was a fook, not even a freak.
Oh, Lord.
Can I tell you something? That made that program interesting because he did nothing, not an actor, but just that character. I want to tell you something. Like one of the dolls is not working right.
You know, the other day, Shecky, I saw you in an episode. I believe it was Christmas themed of the Love Boat. You were with Florence Henderson.
Yeah.
Well, how did that go?
Well, I got to tell you something. Florence Henderson and I worked together. Now, Florence Henderson wanted me on that show. So she had me on it. But we had a kissing scene. And I kissed her. And I think Florence wanted to kiss me. And so I had a very bad tooth. So I went to kiss her, and I closed my mouth. And she said to me, "You're the worst kisser."
Really?
Yeah, you're the worst kisser I've ever kissed. I said, I heard you come up my mouth.
You know,
I had a bad tooth.
That's saying something that Florence Henderson would say that because she kissed Robert Reed for many years on the Brady Bunch.
Oh, my God. I wanted to kiss Robert Reed once.
He might not. not have had a problem with that either. The way
I don't think so.
No, that would have been fine. Back to the Christmas gifts here. Colonel Tom Parker.
Oh, my God. Had a call.
Had a call.
There was a man that sold had a call with a guy in New Orleans, and he sold it to all the people, kings and queens. He made a fortune till Presley came, and then he made millions. Ain't that a shame? Anyway, Tom Parker was a character. When you get a man like this, and he says, I want to talk to you, you look out. I want to talk to you. He offered me a job with Presley. He's going to pay me $1,000 a week if I go on the road with Presley. And I said, I can't go with Presley. I'm making more money than that. I want to tell you, son, I'm going to get 10 acts for the kind of money I would have paid you. And he did. He got 10 different acts to work with Presley for the money he was going to give me.
Now, Elvis Presley, what kind of guy was he?
From what I know, and I spent the time, I loved him. I mean, I'm, what would we say that? We use the word love it in show business, like, forget about it. We throw that word around. But I really like this kid.
Now, would this have been young Elvis?
Yes. I was with him at MGM when I was doing a series, Combat, and he had the dressing room upstairs. So I spent some time with him. And the thing that I did wrong, so listen to this, I could have had 1,000 pictures with him and made a fortune. I never had one picture with him.
Now, Colonel wasn't snapping pictures there with one of those big cameras with the flash?
No, he was. He wanted to find out about everything. He's the one that really destroyed this kid. That they wouldn't let him do something. He should have been a legitimate actor because he could act. He did some things, and he was good. But then he had all of those guys, and he did what Sinatra did. He used to sit up in his dressing room and shoot out the television. That was no fun.
Now, did you ever... No, that doesn't sound like a lot of fun. Did you ever think, because you didn't have a good publicity man, about maybe taking Colonel Parker on as your publicity man?
You know what? I swear this is the truth. I really didn't want show business. I kept on making money, and it was good to me, and the people were wonderful. I didn't want show business. I mean, I wasn't... I turned on a Broadway show and everything. No, I really didn't know what to do. I was a very mixed up person. You could, when you're married three times, you know.
You know, I'm looking at this list of people who
and
you were
the first
in.
Guy was, the first one was a guy. No.
But I'm looking at this list of people you were involved with. You know, Ed Sullivan and Frank Sinatra and Larry King and Hervé Villaches and certainly Colonel Parker. I think the problem was here they were all Type A personalities. They wanted to be in charge.
You know, I never looked at it that way. But you're right. That's absolutely right.
And I think this might have been the conflict.
Yeah, I was a B.
You were a B, and they were type A's.
I was a B. I wanted to go up to be a D. What can I do?
they all wanted to drive their own bus, and clearly they went a little too far at times.
Well, when you get that big, you know, people spoil you. You know, I mean, I watched Jewish guys in Florida cater to Sinatra, like, forget about it. You know, they made him a god, you know. He would have been Santa Claus.
Now, what was it about Frank Sinatra that was so... I mean, he had a talent, obviously, but other people had talent. Why was he the guy?
You know, this morning, and this is the honest to God truth, that's exactly what I was thinking. About why? Because there was nothing special. He was at times mean. At times he would give he would save people. Somebody was in the hospital or something. he'd pay their bill or something like. He did some magnanimous things, but he did some terrible things. So it was, people loved that kind of a personality. When we went to work in Florida, the audience would, for me, was wonderful. When he'd get on, they would go crazy. And they'd start to fight. Hey, Buffon, I'm going to go by Santa Gazzarore. And all the Italians were fighting, you know. But he brought that out in people. I don't know why. Perry Como never did. Bing Crosby, who I adored, never did. You know, if there was an argument, Bing would just go ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba and walk away.
So they had a little different perspective on things.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was a business with them, and that's what they did. But he became more than just a performer. His became a way of life.
Now, Shecky, as we're talking here about Christmas as well, do you like the song Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire? That was done
by... Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost snipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and kids dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe. Yeah, I love that song. I know every Christmas song there is. I more so than anything of my religion, but that's not my religion. Christmas songs are not religion; they're universal.
Now, isn't the Hanukkah song? Isn't it dreidel, dreidel, dreidel?
Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel.
Now, give people a little hint of that. You don't hear that much anymore.
No, I really don't know that. I didn't dreidel much.
You didn't dreidel. What is a dreidel?
A dreidel is a little spinner with things on it. It's got four sides, and you spin it, and then it goes all over, and then it drops on something, and you win a cookie. Or you win, you know. But I kept on losing, so I ate the dreidel.
You just went ahead and ate it.
Yeah. Why should anyone win? Dreidel, 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 dreidel. I want to eat the dreidel. Oh, da 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 da. Oh, di 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 di.
You know, Shecky, one of the very popular things that we see this time of year is Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus, the famous editorial from the Sun, I believe New York Sun, 1897, where little Virginia O'Hanlon asks, is Santa real? You know, why do you think that has resonated for so many years?
You mean the mystique of Santa Claus?
Yeah, that letter and the answer from this editorial, a Civil War veteran, Francis Church, has lasted over 100 years.
Well, that's the subject. Subject, and I can look at my voice. I'm stuttering. Early in the morning, I'm just stuttering. There's certain things in our life that sustain and become in our lives. What's the word that I'm looking? That become things that we live with and we remember when we were kids, little kids, 5, 6, you remember them. There's other things you don't remember. But that particular thing, when a little girl would write that, that's very interesting. And a mother showing a little kid, that thing is very interesting. And just the mystique of Santa Claus. You know, who thinks of an old man up there all dressed in warm clothes with the snow and everything else? I mean, it's just unbelievable that we live for certain things in life, and that became one of them.
Now, Shecky, when you were doing these specials with Perry Como and Glenn Campbell, these Christmas specials, was it Christmassy on the set? Did they create an atmosphere of Christmas?
Yes, that's one thing about the particular thing of television and movies and stuff. That's what they do. That's what it was. I mean, it was really the core over everything else. I mean, we sang to the scenery. There were bells, there was snow, and the people want you to know you gotta get warm. There's your mother waiting there, and she's calling you somewhere. I don't know.
It's a unique time of year, and thank goodness for that. Is anybody coming over to the house on Christmas Eve?
Yes, my sister is coming to the house. Well, we have an argument.
Oh, good.
I'll fight with her and my wife. But I have a bunch of guys that I meet on Monday. We eat every Monday. And it's a group that I don't like at all. But every Monday we sit and we just stare at each other. we go to a hotel in Green Valley.
Now, Shecky, have you got your booster shot?
It is the worst food. And can I tell you something? It's named Green Valley because that's what the food looks like. Okay, what?
Now, at 95, have you gotten your booster shot?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Do you still wear the mask when you're out in public?
I wear it backwards and forwards.
That's good.
Yes.
Now,
I wear it.
Now, at what will this Christmas mean to you? You're 96th.
It'll make it very happy for me because of my kids, my two girls. I mean, I got two adopted daughters, and we've been very close, very close. And every Christmas, we seem to get closer. It seems to be a holiday that brings us together. And so I love Christmas.
Well, my Christmas present this year is having you on. As it is every time. It's so much fun. I just have to sit back and enjoy myself for 45 minutes, and there's nothing better than that.
I'm going to write a song called Thank Goodness for Christmas. It's the greatest season of the year. God bless it for Christmas. I got a tear in my eye every time I say Merry Christmas. I want to say that I love you. For that's the thing about Merry Christmas. Ain't that true?
Oh, beautiful. Shecky, we've got about 30 seconds left here. Sing, as they used to do on those specials, give us one of your favorite Christmas standard songs.
What would that be? I don't know.
How about what's the song we did the other night? Here We Go A-Wassailing. Do you know that one?
No.
Do you know? Do you know?
That wasn't in my neighborhood.
We should have shown up to rehearsal earlier on. How about We Wish You a Merry Christmas?
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year. I beg of you folks, laugh at my jokes. Keep me smiling the year. There are things that I say, and with this I do play. I love you, I love you, Marion, Marion, Ohio.
And I love you, the one-of-a-kind Shecky Green. Merry Christmas, Shecky.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. The legendary Shecky Green. Nobody better than him. All right. For this day, I'm heading for the dugout. Linda Sims coming up at 4 o'clock.
UDH 107.1.com. Happy holidays.